I do not.
You think that he is dead?
I do.
Murdered?
I don't say that. Perhaps.
And on what day did he meet his death?
On Monday.
Then perhaps, Mr. Holmes, you will be good enough to explain how it is that I have received a letter from him today.
What?
Yes, today.
Well, may I see it?
Certainly.
Oh, thank you. Gravesend postmark, this morning's date, a coarse hand. Well, surely this is not your husband's writing, madam.
No, but the note inside certainly is.
I perceive also that whoever addressed the envelope had to go and inquire as to the address.
How can you tell that?
The name, you see, is in perfectly black ink, which has dried itself. The rest is of a greyish colour, which shows that blotting paper has been used. Oh. If it had been written straight off and then blotted, none would be of a deep black shade. Now, this man has written the name, and there has been a pause before he wrote the address, which can only mean that he was not familiar with it. It is, of course, a trifle, but there is nothing so important as trifles. Now, let us now see the letter. Yes, there's been an enclosure here.
Yes, there was a ring, his signet ring.
Yes, I see. Dearest, do not be frightened. All will come well. There is a huge error which it may take some little time to rectify. Wait in patience, Neville. Written in pencil upon the flyleaf of a book, octavo size, no watermark. Posted today in Gravesend by a man with a dirty thumb, and the flap has been gummed, if I'm not very much in error, by a man who'd been chewing tobacco. And you've no doubt it's your husband's hand, madam.
None. Neville wrote those words.
Well, Mrs. Sinclair, the clouds lighten, though I should not venture to say that the danger is over.
But he must be alive, Mr. Holmes.
Well, unless this letter is a clever forgery to put us all on the wrong scent. The ring, after all, proves nothing. It may have been taken from him.
No, it is his very own writing.
Very well. It may, however, have been written on Monday and only posted today.
That is possible.
If so, much may have happened between.
Oh, you must not discourage me, Mr. Holmes. I know that all is well with him. There is so keen a sympathy between us that I should know if evil came upon him. On the very day that I saw him last, he cut himself in the bedroom, and yet I, in the dining room, rushed upstairs instantly with the utmost certainty that something had happened. Do you think that I would respond to such a trifle and yet be ignorant of his death?
I have seen too much not to know that the impression of a woman may be more valuable than the conclusion of an analytical reasoner. But if your husband is alive and able to write letters, why should he remain away from you?
I cannot imagine. It is unthinkable.
And on Monday he made no remarks before leaving you?
No.
And you were surprised to see him that afternoon at the window?
Very much so.
Had he ever spoken of Swanden Lane?
Never.
Had he ever showed signs of taking opium?
Never.
Yes, very well. Now, you say you thought he was pulled back from the window.
He disappeared so suddenly.
Yes, he might have leapt back. Could you see anyone else in the room?
Not from the street.
Mrs. Sinclair, please think carefully and then tell us precisely what happened from the moment you entered the second floor room with the inspector and his men.
Very well. As you will recall, several minutes had elapsed before I was able to secure the assistance of the police in Fresno Street and return with them to the house in Swandam Lane.
Stay by the door, Auden.
Right, good sir.
Tompkins, search the other room.
Sir.
Now, who are you?
I am owner of house.
Then I want to talk to you. But you, I do know. What are you doing in here, Boone?
I live here.
Threadneedle Street, that's your pitch, isn't it?
That's right.
Well, how long have you been back here, then?
20 minutes, thereabouts.
This lady says she saw another man in here about 5 minutes ago, in the window there.
There ain't no one here but me and the landlord.
What do you say to that?
It is truth.
I see. Mrs. Sinclair, you sure it was this window?
Perfectly sure.
And I'm sorry to have to ask you this, madam. It was your husband you saw.
Of course, I should know.
This is the second floor, Mrs. Sinclair. Can you be sure of that?
I'm his wife, Inspector.
Quite. Well, Boone, you've heard what the lady said.
Olivia, I did know. There's been no other party here. Just me and him.
He's lying. Neville was here. I know him.
All right, Mrs. Sinclair. I'll take a look around. What's in this cupboard, Boone?
A few bits and pieces, not much.
Let's take a look, shall we? A few bits and pieces, eh? Well, I wouldn't have thought children's toys was in your line of business.
What do you mean?
I suppose you're going to tell me you've never seen these building bricks before.
Neville said he...
Yes, Mrs. Sinclair?
My husband said he would buy a present for our little boy today. He has been here.
I've never seen them before, I tell you.
Come here, Inspector.
Bring him on, Warden.
Right, sir.
I've done nothing, Harden.
No,
you
might have
What is it, Tompkins?
I found these behind the curtain there, sir.
boots, socks, hat, watch. Mrs. Sinclair?